Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
To the book nook. Look, we have books. And over there, another book. And right over there, it's a Kindle.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in for another episode of Rockin' the Suburbs. On behalf of my co-founder, great friend, and co-host Jim Linehan, I want to say welcome. My name is Patrick Foster. We thank everybody that listens, whether it's every day or every now and then. Today, we're opening up Patrick's book nook, something we haven't done for a little bit. And I've got a book here that I've been meaning to talk about for a while. And it is called Small Town, Big Music, The Outsized Influence of Kent, Ohio on the History of Rock and Roll. And before I go any further about this book, I got to thank Tim Hoffman very much for putting this book in my possession. He's a proud Ohioan himself, among other things, quite a few, as a matter of fact, including being a great person, great friend, big musical explorer, and also host of a radio show on Rockin' the Suburbs Radio called Mixed Tape that comes out every Tuesday, 5 p.m. Eastern to 7 p.m. Eastern on Suburbs Radio. All you have to do is go to suburbsradio.com or download the apps for your iPhone or Android. Now, this book is really cool. Kent, Ohio, you might say to yourself, wait a minute, what in Ohio around Kent could possibly have an influence on rock and roll? And well, I'll tell you right off the bat, this is a 2019 book, and it was put out by the Kent State University Press. Okay, so it does center around the scene in downtown Kent, Ohio, and the university itself. The book is really cool. It's a larger size book with a lot of pictures and a lot of really interesting photos, and also reproductions of flyers and advertisements that were either in the Kent State University newspaper, or they were taken by people from that publication, or there was a couple of fanzines around there. So there's all kinds of really cool archival photos and ads. And the Daily Kent Stater is what I should say, I think, is the newspaper that a lot of these came from. It's very, very interesting. And the author of this book, the compiler, probably is a good way to put it, Jason Prufer, P-U-R-F-E-R, the foreword, written by Joe Walsh, none other than Joe Walsh himself. And the book begins with a discussion of Joe Walsh's band, The Measles. And Joe was a student at Kent State. And there's lots of photos of him playing with this band, The Measles. He actually was on organ and guitar in that group. And it seems really cool. That's where he really got his first formal start. And then it goes into a lot of the concerts that were held at Kent State University. It's kind of amazing, all the artists that came through there. Ray Charles and Louis Armstrong played the 1967 Homecoming, which is amazing. Also, bands that played included The Temptations, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Eric Burdon and the Animals, B.B. King, Sly and the Family Stone, the Reverend Gary Davis, Sha Na Na, Jefferson Airplane, and Parliament Funkadelic. I mean, that's kind of amazing. And then, of course, May 4th, 1970, became a black mark in American history when four students were shot and killed, and nine other unarmed Kent State University students were wounded by the Ohio National Guard. The killings took place during a peace rally opposing the expansion of the Vietnam War. If you look at the list, there's quite a lot of songs that were written about it, and of course Ohio maybe being one of the most famous. I also learned from this book that John Anderson, the singer of Yes, has said that the lyrics from the song Long Distance Runaround on Fragile are in part about the shooting So that was very interesting too. And of course, it not only shook up the entire nation, as I said, but also, of course, had a lasting impact on students that were there at the time. And there's quite a few that you learn about in this book. Chrissy Hind was a student at Kent University at some point, and there was a amazing photograph of her as a younger person sitting on a car with a couple other guys on each side of her that is the subject of investigation in this book. And the author, Jason Prufer, goes back and finds some of the people that were in that photo and gets sort of a rundown on Chrissy. It's kind of cool. In 1973, Pink Floyd played an epic total version from start to finish of Dark Side of the Moon. Kind of amazing. And they continue to have these incredible concerts. James Taylor and the Mahavishnu Orchestra, Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention. Paul Simon played a very memorable homecoming weekend in 1973 that's detailed in this book. One of my favorite parts of the book is detailing a concert in January 1974 when Bruce Springsteen played as the opening act for Black Oak, Arkansas at the Kent State University Student Center Ballroom. And, of course, this is before Bruce had blown up and become the massive superstar that he would become later when Born to Run came out. But it was not only a concert with Bruce in Black Oak, Arkansas, but afterwards there was a party on campus or somewhere off campus, I guess, in one of the houses near campus. And Bruce showed up at that party with Clarence, and he's like sitting on the floor talking to people. And, it's kind of amazing. And also, you know, the reviewer from the Kent Stater actually kind of panned the show and said Springsteen was pretty terrible. Although he comes later and plays another show later in the year that's more favorably reviewed. One of the acts on the bill the second time Springsteen played was a band called The Numbers Band, 156075. The Numbers Band is a very interesting band in rock and roll history. If you go back and learn about them, they formed in Kent in the very late 60s. And I believe at one point Chrissy Hind's brother was actually in the band. And I do believe a couple of the guys from Devo were actually in the band in the early years too. And it's almost one of those groups where it's like, wow, how did this band, you know, why wasn't this band bigger? Because they had a great rock and roll sound. They had really, really good original songs. And I even believe they're out there somewhere still making music. So I find that to be very cool. It talks about them playing on Water Street and some of the places in Kent. Another band that played there pretty frequently early on was the Waitresses, even though I think they were from Akron formerly, but they played in Kent a lot. So there was a start of bands that were playing there. There's a great incident detailed in this book about Devo playing one of their most formative concerts in 1975 on the campus. Yeah, at the University of the Auditorium, Devo played. And they opened up for a movie, Pink Flamingos, by John Waters. So it's actually Devo opening up for a movie. And what a movie to open up for, right? I think the headline of that movie or the tagline was An Exercise in Poor Taste Divine, starring in Pink Flamingos. Then I believe they also made a movie or some sort of a film and took out an ad in the Kent State newspaper asking for extras to appear in this movie. I think it ends up being called the Truth About Devolution. And so that's pretty wild. And it goes on to detail a lot of other pretty amazing concerts. I mean, the list of these concerts is really incredible. Emmylou Harris is playing downtown. And let's see the other bands that appeared. Roxy Music, Jay Giles, Leonard Skinner, Man for Man Earth Band, Patti Smith, Peter Gabriel, Stephen Stills. And there's another story about the Numbers Band in here when they just backed up Bo Diddley. Bo Diddley needed a pickup band, and the Numbers Band played two sets with him in the 80s. All kinds of stuff. The Clash, when punk came around, Black Flags. Red Hot Chili Peppers had a legendary concert at JB's in Kent. And all kinds of stuff. The Replacements get mentioned. Vish, played a very well-remembered concert in 1994. And then Black Keys member Patrick Carney also came out of the Kent music scene. And there's a bunch of stuff from him in his early days, pictures of bands he played in, which I think is really cool. There's even a cool story in here that I did not know, that the Fugazi from Washington, D.C. actually was out May 4th, 1998. And that was one of the anniversaries of the shooting. And there's some quotes in here from Ian MacKay talking to the newspaper, which I think is really good. Didn't know that about Fugazi. Overall, a really interesting book. Not only if you're interested in the history of Ohio music and where it came from, but also such an interesting story and very, very beautifully detailed book on the impact a college campus can have on music. So really, really fun. And again, want to thank Tim very, very much. And if you're interested in this at all, I definitely recommend you pick this up. Jason Prufer with the foreword by Joe Walsh, which is great. And there's some great pictures of Joe in there. But the book is Small Town Big Music: The Outsized Influence of Kent, Ohio on the History of Rock and Roll by Jason Prufer. All right. Well, if you have any stories about Ohio or Kent State, or anybody out there listening went to Kent State and wants to weigh in, we'd love to hear from you. Absolutely. You can record us a voice memo and send it to rock@suburbspod.com. You can just send an email to rock@suburbspod.com. You can go to us on the social medias at Suburbs Pod. We're all over the place. You can drop us a note on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, and that'll get to us. And you can call our suburban party line and just leave a voicemail there at 612-440-1984. I want to thank Tim once again. I want to thank everybody for listening. And we're going to have an episode of Meet the DJ tomorrow, featuring Harris King, that we just recorded. That's a lot of fun. So stay tuned for that tomorrow as we wrap up the week. And we will talk to you guys then. And we're going to go out here today with some music from the Numbers Band. We will talk to you tomorrow. Exercise of poor taste.